Abortion compromise in trouble at population conference. President Clinton returning to Washington rested for new battles. Britain eases security level in Northern Ireland. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. At the UN Population Conference, several countries have now joined the Vatican in opposing abortion language in the 20-year plan for curbing world population growth. Kimberly Dozier is covering.
UN delegates have abandoned the abortion debate until Friday. The Vatican and a small coalition of Latin American countries objected to a new compromise proposal that would support safe abortions in those countries that permit them. Peruvian delegate Miguel Prado says the reservations on abortion could render a final UN ruling on the subject null and void.
That particular section or chapter doesn't mean anything.
Does this mean, in a sense, that the United States and the EC have lost on this issue?
On that particular point, yes.
The UN has convened a new working group, including objector El Salvador, to try to hammer out compromise language for the Friday deadline. Kimberly Dozier for CBS News, Cairo.
President Clinton returns to Washington today from his summer vacation on Martha's Vineyard. More from Mark Noller.
A nice vacation, Mr. President.
It's been wonderful, thank you.
You ready to go back?
No answer, just a smile, as if to say, what do you think? A plethora of problems, potential crises, and unfinished agenda items await his return to the White House today. They include the Cuban refugee situation, the possibility of U.S. military intervention in Haiti, and getting Congress to pass something Mr. Clinton can accept as health care reform. Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers says the vacation has rendered the president up to the fight.
I think he feels rested. I think he's grateful for the time off that he's had. But I think he looks forward to going back to Washington and continuing on.
In the coming weeks, Mr. Clinton will step up his political travel in the hope of keeping both houses of Congress in Democratic control, though the White House expects the president's party to suffer significant losses. The outcome will play a role in determining whether the next 2 years of the Clinton presidency are the last 2 years. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president on Martha's Vineyard.
This is Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill. While the president still wants health care reform, the chances of a comprehensive bill emerging this year are diminishing rapidly. Two compromise measures, substantially smaller in scale than what the president originally outlined, are still clinging to life in the Senate, but they are both a long way from getting the votes needed for passage. Some staffers, especially those who work for Democrats facing tough re-election races, note that time is running out. They are predicting privately that health care reform may become a victim of its own enormous complexity and political volatility, and they say members may simply shelve it, finish up the remaining appropriations bills, pass the big trade agreement known as GATT, and go home to try to save their jobs. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Nevada Governor Bob Miller won the Democratic nomination in a landslide over Las Vegas Mayor Jan Jones and four others, including one candidate who changed his name to Rhinestone Cowboy. Political consultant Hal Furman clinched the GOP Senate nomination to challenge incumbent Democrat Richard Bryan. The Washington Post reports President Clinton has rejected a call by federal mediators to name a high-ranking arbitrator to settle the baseball strike. Former President Carter was among those mentioned. Britain said today it's cutting back on its security level in Northern Ireland. That word from Northern Ireland Secretary Patrick Mayhew a week after the IRA declared a ceasefire.
There has been this reflection of a reduced threat. That, in their opinion, is a reduced threat. Well, I'm very glad to see that that is the case.
On his way home from the Cairo Population Conference, Vice President Gore stopped in Ireland to offer Prime Minister Albert Reynolds Washington's full support for the new peace effort.
The objective is to let peace come forward. And it's happening. It is happening.
Pope John Paul II today voiced regret at having to cancel a trip to war-ravaged Sarajevo.
Non potrà essere realizzata la progettata visita pastorale a Sarajevo.
Some Sarajevans under siege for 29 months blamed the papal cancellation on the United Nations, which warned against the trip for safety reasons. UNHCR spokesman Peter Kessler wishes the Pope could have visited.
It would have been a sign of hope, a sign that the international community, that the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, of course, wants to be part of them, to see their situation, and to once again draw attention to what is a very, very tragic situation.
Sarajevo continues to be pounded by Serb gunfire, causing yet another suspension in aid flights. Correspondent Alan Pizzi reports the Serbs have once again gotten away with it.
The bottom line is that the Bosnian Serbs who encircle Sarajevo are still in charge. The UN admits it is powerless to do anything about their repeated violations of the heavy weapons exclusion zone, and they seem unwilling to put more than verbal pressure on the Serbs even for the Pope.
Germany's campaign for chancellor has turned unusually nasty. Social Democrat Rudolf Scharping accused three-term incumbent Helmut Kohl of being a coward, slanderer, and liar. Kohl called Scharping's party incompetent and too cozy with former East German communists. U.S. and Cuban diplomats meet in New York shortly, with the American side expected to answer Havana's latest immigration counterproposal. The Cuban delegate said maybe a deal can be struck. In Chicago last night, friends and relatives of Robert Sandifer, the 11-year-old murder suspect allegedly killed by his own gang, paid last respects. Deacon Thomas among the mourners.
It's touching for me to see that the young child just stretched out there like that. These children haven't had a chance to even understand what, to be able to decipher the difference between life and death.
In Seattle, about 90 mostly gay and lesbian couples signed up under a new ordinance allowing them to register as domestic partners.
I can't believe this is happening. It means a whole lot to us, and our whole family's here with us to celebrate.
We hope someday that we will be honored by the state of Washington and recognized as married couples are now legally.
While the U.S. population is 9% Hispanic, a new study shows Latinos comprised only 1% of all characters during the 1992-93 television season. Bob Lichter of the Center for Media Studies and Public Affairs said the Hispanic characters were often portrayed in a sinister light.
One out of six Latino characters, 16%, committed crimes. That's four times the proportion of either black or white characters. In both those groups, only 4% of the characters committed a crime.
Roswell Gilbert, best known for the 1985 mercy killing of his ailing wife, has died in Baltimore at age 85. Convicted of murder, Gilbert spent more than 5 years in prison. The General Accounting Office says President Clinton's budget request for the military's day-to-day operations could be cut an extra $4.5 billion next year without harming overall military readiness. Auditors found fat all over, from pilot training to commissaries to the management of spare parts. In Washington today, groundbreaking ceremonies for an overdue memorial to the 185,000 black Americans who fought in the Civil War. One of them was the grandfather of Francis Murphy.
Imagine if you were white and that every statue you saw was black. How would you feel? And this is the real reason why we insist that maybe we get something to let our people know that they did contribute to this country.
The stone wall bearing the names of all known African-American soldiers is to be completed next year. A federal appeals court has overturned a decision by VA officials denying compensation to an Army veteran for skin ailments that he blames on radiation exposure in Japan during World War II. Clyde Combi arrived in Japan about 2 weeks after the A-bomb was dropped on Nagasaki. Overseas, the dollar is mixed. London gold is up 65 cents, and the Dow is down 4.71. 10 past the hour.